This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of U.S. President Donald Trump's supporters marched in Washington Saturday to back his claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a flurry of long-shot legal challenges to overturn the president-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters, some chanting Stop the Steal and USA, USA, streamed into rallying points at Freedom Plaza near the White House in downtown Washington, D.C., and they were due to head toward the U.S. Supreme Court building. Demonstrations in Washington and other cities featured a mix of the president's backers, including conservative personalities, as well as members of the far-right Proud Boys group and Oath Keepers militia, and a public display of support for his effort to stay in power. Organizers have given the pro-Trump rallies various names, including the Million MAGA March, the March for Trump, and Stop the Steal. MAGA is an acronym for the Trump campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. Mr. Trump tweeted his support. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that he has discussed global challenges with a handful of members of a Paris think tank at the start of a seven-country tour of Europe and the Middle East. His travels could produce awkward moments since nations on his schedule have all congratulated Joe Biden for the presumptive win of the White House. Pompeo's trip is aimed at shoring up the priorities of the outgoing Trump administration, but neither President Trump nor Pompeo have accepted the results of the U.S. election. The unusual circumstances will likely overshadow the issues. Pompeo's itinerary includes visits to Israeli settlements in the West Bank that have been avoided by previous secretaries of state. There's more at voanews.com. A